This is Divine Transmissions Radio. Powerful channelings to radically shift your consciousness with host Lisa Marie. Are you ready for an opportunity to connect with the depth of your being and to create anything you desire? Learn how you can put an end to repeating patterns and pain. Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, channels a high frequency of love and light through words, sound, and energy. To reach deeper levels of self, tune in now on Divine Transmissions with your host, Lisa Marie.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Divine Transmissions Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Marie Shakti Ma. I'm really excited to have you here today. We have, I would say, one of my favorite topics of all times, and that is one simple key to enlightenment, simple understanding that if you really bring it into your day-to-day, to your life, it will absolutely radically transform your reality. So definitely stay tuned to the end. I have an exciting announcement at the end, and it'll be just fun. If you're watching this live, feel free to join the conversation via chat. I adore just input or questions, whatever comes. And also, I have a question to throw out there right from the beginning. What do you really struggle with in your life with regards to acceptance? Maybe that's a little bit of a key as to what we're going to talk about today. So, the key to enlightenment. Are you ready? The first thing that wants to come through in this conversation is that enlightenment is ultimately a journey. It is not really a destination. What do I mean by that? I mean that we're constantly clarifying within that space. So, taking in this understanding and bringing it into your life and anchoring it into your experience could be instantaneous, and for some it actually has been instantaneous. For the majority of people, it is somewhat of a process. I kind of struggle to throw that out there, though, because I don't want to project that it's going to be a process, or that it has to be a process, because it doesn't. Especially right now, in the space that we are in the dimension, the time-space experience that we are currently in, things are readily available. So what took other people, even a year ago, a process, but definitely, you know, 5-10 years ago, doesn't necessarily mean that it will take you a process. So I like to make that really aware and really bring that forward from the beginning, because it's very easy for us to be like, okay, you know, we kind of settle in for the long ride. And then we've convinced ourselves that it's going to be a long ride, or that it's going to be difficult, or that it's going to be challenging. It doesn't have to be like that. All of those perspectives are somewhat limiting. So it's always valuable to back out of any kind of concept like that, that it's going to be a process, or it is a process, or it's challenging. And always create space for the potential of anything that wants to arise. So, this one simple concept. The one simple concept is that in the moment, in the now, the understanding, and not just the concept, I mean the real understanding, that nothing needs to change. Nothing. Nothing needs to change. But this isn't just the moments that are glorious, joyful, blissful, happy. It's all moments. It's the moment where you are your most challenged, your most frustrated. The moments where potentially There are other people within the experience. Oftentimes, we have a deep desire for other people to be different. We just want them to be different. If they were just different, somehow everything would be better. So why is this concept so powerful? And before I go into that answer, I'm going to bring in something that just is being brought in right now. It's really important to understand. This doesn't mean that you're just giving in to everything. Always the first resistance here is that, oh, if I don't need or desire anything to change within the moment, that means I'm just giving in. I'm throwing in the towel, and everything and everybody can walk all over the top of me. So be aware if you have that perspective. And I'll help you see where that's not true. So back to why is this so powerful? Why is this the key to enlightenment? We talk a lot about unconditional love. But what I find is that most people don't truly understand what unconditional love is. I mean, it's nobody's fault, right? As a society, our idea of love is completely distorted. But unconditional love isn't even love as in the way that we perceive love. And that's where it becomes very confusing for people, because the word love is within that phrase. But unconditional love actually isn't like love in the sense of the way that humans, our consciousness, has labeled and experienced love. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's just look at just the word love, right? For one, if we're thinking about intimate love, it includes a lot of passion, a lot of desire. It includes a lot of attachment. Not always, but often. And it includes a lot of other misunderstandings around how two people are really meant to work together in co-creating. But even love within our family, even love within our friends, can be really distorted within this expression of how we see love. Because there's a lot of attachment there. And I don't mean necessarily attachment to the person, but attachment to what exists within that relationship. Well, we can love our family if, we can love our friends if, we can love a circumstance or an experience if. Do you know what's really, really good at not doing that? Our dogs. And I laugh, but it's true. I mean, dogs live very much in the moment, for one. They don't really always remember what happened 2 hours ago. So even if, like, you yelled at them 2 hours ago, 2 hours later, they're coming up to you all happy-go-lucky. And they're in this complete space of acceptance. They don't judge you. They don't need you to change. They love you exactly as you are. Even if you yell at them, they still love you. Even if you forget to feed them, they still love you. Dogs are one of our most valuable teachers of the term unconditional love. I mean, not to be a downer, but we've even experienced with some of the dog fighting rings how those animals have been severely abused. And they still look to humans and smile and wag their tails. Like, hey, what's up? You be my friend? It's a really powerful statement. Can you imagine if a human was abused in that way, what that person would reflect out into the reality? Nothing like that, that's for sure. Or it would be very difficult for them to do that, to put it that way. So back to this term, unconditional love. What if we changed it to unconditional acceptance? That might be a little bit easier for us to understand, even though, actually, quite frankly, it's the exact same. Because true unconditional love doesn't really have passion attached to it. It doesn't have desire and like. Unconditional love is the complete and utter acceptance. 100% acceptance. Our universe is made out of awareness, love, light. But that love is unconditional. The universe doesn't judge whether something is right or wrong, good or bad, whether one person should be more successful than the other person. The universe holds a container of pure potential because that pure potential is simply awareness, love, light. Within that pure potential, conscious beings create their own karma, create their own drama, quite frankly, and create imbalances, and thus the universe is balancing, law of attraction. All of the laws of the universe are the natural flows within the vibrations and the frequencies of consciousness. But it's not the consciousness itself, in the sense that that is simply a container that is potential, that allows all. I mean, you've probably heard people ask, why does God allow this? Why does God allow suffering? Why does God allow pain? Because God, source, consciousness, is unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. And within that space, everything is allowed. So just take a nice deep breath. Everything is allowed. Now, there again are rules, for instance, in the different densities, different things are allowed within that. So again, as things are narrowed into different spheres of consciousness, as I like to call it, there are different laws that apply. But again, the container of source energy, awareness, love, light, is unconditional. So this is why the ability to fully accept everything as it is so powerful. Because you're basically, through actually bringing that into your space, you are creating potential. You are creating space. You are creating acceptance. I'd like to bring in a story because it was one of the most dear things I've ever learned. So I used to be an equine physical therapist, meaning I worked on the horses. I did physical therapy to the horses. So I actually manipulated their bodies, did energy work on them to help them. Horses have been in my life, my entire life, and they have been my largest teachers, my biggest, most profound teachers in so many areas of my life. And they were the first ones to teach me about energy work because it just started happening. I didn't know I was a healer. I didn't know I was connected to all these beings. I didn't know who I was. And everything just started appearing when I was working on them. Energy would start coming out of my hands. I could see it. Beings started to arrive and assist me and show me and teach me how to work on the horses. It was so beautiful because horses are extremely sensitive. And so I could see how the energy directly affected them. The energy would shift a little bit. They would react. I would soften. I would bring in more. All of the ways in which I would experiment, the horses would talk back to me as to how I was feeling. And I've always been the kind of person that's kind of like, put your head down and just get through it. And so I'll admit, I kind of came at that with the horses. when I would come to a space that was sore or needed assistance energetically, I would bring in a lot of energy because I could do that. And the horse would be like, whoa, that hurts. And I'd be like, just hang on. Let me get you through this. And I promise it'll feel better. Because that's what I would do to myself if I were in that space. But the horses didn't really appreciate that. Some were okay with it, but a lot of them would pin their ears at me and quite frankly tell me to back off. Too much, they would tell me. And of course I started to listen. Okay, it's too much. And what I started realizing, what I started learning through this space of bringing them almost what they would let me do oftentimes is bring them through the process of shifting the energy to the point where the energy was just about to transmute. It was just about to just completely dissolve. Right at that threshold, they would tell me to let go, to get off, to back away. So I would. I would back away. And the first few times, I definitely tried to continue to manipulate the energy. And they would pin their ears and be like, I told you to back off. Oh, okay, not just physically. You mean back off, like completely. So I would back off, and I would just hold a space, a container. I learned this through them, of acceptance. That in that moment, everything was perfect. I didn't need anything to change. I just step back, drop my energy into that intention. And everything would just unravel like magic. And the times before I caught on, and I'll be very honest, there were a lot of times before I caught on. The horses were very patient with me. And all those times before I caught on, and even when I would step back, I would be attached to the intention that they let it go. I really wanted them to let it go. I really wanted the energy to change. I really wanted something to happen. And that attachment, that desire, that need would restrict, sometimes even completely stop, the availability for it to actually happen. Let me repeat that. Because I wanted and was attached to the outcome, was attached to the energy of, okay, I'm going to step back, but that's really got to shift. Let it go. Shift. Because I want that to happen right now. Oftentimes it wouldn't. And that's where I started going kind of like question mark. Okay, so wait a second here. I took the energy to the threshold. They told me to back off. I did that. Why didn't it shift? So I'd come back in, I'd bring it back to the threshold, repeat the process. Again, it took me several times. But when I got it, I got it. And it blew my mind. And I still didn't understand the absolute profound simple thing that I had just stepped into. So I didn't apply that to my life. I did apply it to my healings, and often I would still forget. Because I would want to help somebody or an animal so badly that I would get caught up in it again. And every time those moments, I would be reminded. But it still took me several years, quite frankly, to really start to understand that this doesn't just apply to healing. It applies to everything. Everything. And even when I understood that, I didn't necessarily want to practice it. I still had resistance. So why? Because it means that I had to give up the need, the desire, the want for something to change. And having that need, that desire, that want, well, it can create a lot of excitement, aka drama in life. It can also create a lot of suffering. It can give us something to chase after, give us something to strive for. But that's all story. And it doesn't actually achieve anything. So when I finally relented and fully brought this understanding into my space experientially, that's where I would say I began to radically transform. My life shifted again and again and again, quicker, quicker, and quicker. So let's go into a little bit more of the understanding of what I mean here. And please, by all means, if you're watching this live, you can bring into the chat, what do you have troubles accepting in your life? Given circumstance or anything, with people, with yourself. Really drawing awareness to this, because this will show you a lot. If you were to really bring this into your moments, and again, like I said, your most challenging moments, it will show you a lot about yourself. So back to kind of the practicality, so to speak, of it. We've all heard that there is only the now, right? Specifically in this new dimension that we're stepping into, time is very distorted, and we are much more available to a different version of expression within time space. But there's just the now. So within this moment of the now, there already exists infinite potential. There already exists in the container of this now, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. But we usually are not connected to that. We are usually not experiencing that. Because we are working within our own patterns, limiting beliefs and fears. And within these, we perceive there to be a great deal of lack. Now, lack can show itself in many, many different ways. A lack of money, a lack of time, a lack of love, a lack of resources, a lack of attention, a lack of success, a lack of availability, a lack of friends. Goes on and on and on. Basically, anything can be understood or perceived from a state of lack. Any circumstance, or of course, any material object, but even circumstances. What do I mean by that? Let's say you plan a day. And by planning the day, you're gonna go to the beach, and you know, you're gonna bring this lunch, and it's gonna be this beautiful day, and you and your friends or your partner are gonna lay out on the beach, and it's just gonna be really great. And as you're planning your day, whether you're conscious of this or not, you're creating all of this within your head. That's what we do. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, depending on your level of expectation, your level of attachment to the outcome, depends really on your understanding of what actually occurs and your belief of lack. So maybe you're creating all of this, and then you're going to go afterwards and have dinner and go dancing, and you've got this whole day planned. Maybe you get to the beach and it starts to rain. So you had thought it was going to be sunny. So that could be perceived as lack, a lack of beautiful weather. So again, that can either be like, okay, great, it's raining, we'll make the best of it, or, I really wish it was sunny. Really wish it was sunny. Why can't it be sunny? I thought today was supposed to be sunny. Ugh. Okay, what are we gonna do now? And then maybe you forget your lunch, the picnic lunch that you were gonna have. And now, you know, you lack lunch. I'm just throwing out, you know, of course, potentials, ideas, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about within an experience. Maybe your friend cancels and never even shows up. Now you lack the entire experience completely. So lack can be perceived everywhere within everything. And quite frankly, it is the epitome of our suffering. And it is the epitome of this conversation. Because whenever you want something to change, to be different, you perceive there to be a lack of something, whatever that is. The truth is, lack doesn't exist. A nice deep breath with that. Allow yourself to feel whatever arises with that comment. And let me repeat it. Lack doesn't exist. Let's take a nice deep breath again. It's okay if you're being triggered. It's okay if you don't believe me. I just want you to be aware in this moment of how you feel when I say that. Because the first thing I have people tell me when I bring that forward is, how can you say that lack doesn't exist when I only have so many dollars in the bank and I have all of these bills to pay? How can you say that lack doesn't exist when there are people who can't even get food or water? So again, just take a nice deep breath. All of this is meant to be taken in small chunks. If you have heard of these perceptions before, you may be able to take it in larger chunks. But if this is fairly new to you, it most likely will trigger you, make you uncomfortable, perhaps even make you angry. That's all perfect. I do not desire anything change right now. I'm not going to go into vast description of lack or not lack, but I will bring it in shortly because obviously I'm making it part of this conversation. So I feel that that's fair. The universe itself is infinitely abundant, as I mentioned at the beginning, infinite potential. Now again, there's a lot of rules and narrowing of energy into the perception, the belief, the experience of lack. The perception, the belief, the experience of lack. So I want to say that just because I'm saying that ultimately, and I'll throw that word in with a big like flashing sign, ultimately lack doesn't exist. I am in complete compassion and understanding that you may experience lack, because I have experienced it myself. So I'm not here to tell you that you are delusional or that your experiences are not valid. I am never here to tell anybody that. I am always simply here to bring expansive understanding, to bring in a perspective that offers you the opportunity to expand your consciousness. As with anything, growth occurs in outside of our comfort zone, outside of our comfort zone. Okay, so going back to this lack. Within the now, there is infinite potential, infinite abundance, infinite availability. Because of our density, we experience a level of, I like to say, contraction within that infinite potential, within our collective consciousness and the agreements of humanity, we experience more contraction within that potential. And then each individual, based on their karma, their purpose here in life, their beliefs, their lineage, a plethora of things, plethora of, well, basically limitations of often given to yourself by your higher self or by the universe in the case of karma to some degree, there is contraction from absolute infinite potential and abundance, contracting, contracting, contracting. So again, I'm not saying that your experiences are invalid, but it's important to start to bring in the understanding that right now in this very space, there is infinite potential. There is unconditional love. There is unconditional acceptance here, right now. And this is something that you don't really understand completely until you experience it. So much of our experience is, as I've mentioned in previous shows, if you've heard, filtered through our chakras. All of our experience is filtered through our chakras. Much of that experience is distorted through our chakras because our chakras are distorted with, once again, our patterns, our lineage, our karma, our beliefs, our trauma, our blocks, our pain, all of that creates distortions in how we perceive our reality. So one simple way to bring this all kind of back around is within this infinite potential, infinite love, infinite acceptance, it is your permission within yourself to what degree you feel it, to what degree you experience it. When we are in the honeymoon phase, as we say, right, with a partner, when we are experiencing joy, bliss, something, when we, you know, hit a goal and we have that just light up of energy, enthusiasm, joy, bliss, through that experience, we have given ourselves permission through the experience, to tap into, to connect to a much broader expression of that infinite potential, of that absolute love. That is why we feel all of those wonderful things. Just that energy that comes through is just phenomenal. Why? Because that is the energy of unconditional acceptance and love. Bliss. Bliss. When you experience bliss, you are experiencing a very close expression to the infinite potential that I speak of. When you're blissed out, so to speak, yeah, I would definitely ask you, do you believe in lack? And you'd be like, what are you talking about? Everything is so beautiful. In that moment, you're not at all connected to lack. You're connected to that absolute field. But that is through your permission, because you've given yourself permission through some sort of external stimuli, either a relationship or a job, promotion, or winning the lottery, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be massive like that. It could just be a really beautiful day. Through that external stimuli, you have given yourself permission to experience this vast expression of love, absolute love. But that exists all the time. All the time. It is through our perception of the moment that we either do or do not, to some degree, right? It's a spectrum of how much permission we give ourselves to experience that. If there is something in our experience that we wish would change, where we perceive lack, then we pull ourselves out of that availability. Because all of a sudden, what we desire, want, etc., does not exist in that moment. We want it to change. But through that needing, wanting, desiring something to change, we close off that potential. We make that unavailable to ourselves. So just take a moment to take another deep breath. Again, this is a lot. And this is a beautiful thing that I'm bringing to your space, but big, it's vast, and it's very challenging to everything we've ever learned. Very challenging, very almost confrontational to all of what you have learned through your life. So it's okay to be anything. Okay to be anything within. So, Sean says, "Hi, Lisa. I struggle with the acceptance that I am worthy of anything positive." So the beauty of what comes through for Sean and for the listeners who heard that is the availability, acceptance of what is perceived to be positive and what is perceived to not be positive. What do I mean by that? I mean that we have all come across this labeling, description, and understanding of what I perceive to be positive for myself or within my life, right? Like if I fall in love, that's positive. If I lose my job, that's not positive. If I win the lottery, that's positive. If I lose a bunch of money in the stock market, that's not positive. So you can see, I hope, just in that expression, the availability within the perceived perception, the idea, the label of positive, and the lack within the negative. Just within, I'm so glad you brought that up, Sean, because it gives a very, very beautiful avenue into this understanding. Positive, negative, good, bad, right, wrong. All of the negative aspects of those expressions are within the energy of lack, and we want them to change. We want them to be different. We don't want to experience them. So it is within the perception, again, of lack, that we often limit our availability to the exact thing that we're trying to get, the exact thing we're trying to achieve, because we perceive there to be lack. You know what comes through right now? It's horse blinders. So horses wear these blinders, right, when they're driving, being driven. Horses don't have a lot of sight directly in front of them. Not like us, right? We have our eyes on the front of our head and we see directly in front of us. Horses don't. They have their eyes on the side of their head and they don't see directly in front of themselves. So then you put blinders on them. Now their availability of perception is very, very narrow from each eye. Very narrow. They don't see behind, like, all of their vast viewing, which is behind them, around them, to the back of their body, it has now been closed off. They can't see in front. Now they've got these little slivers of view. This is what we do when we label, describe everything as good, bad, positive, negative, lack, not lack. We take all this availability to see and we go, whoosh, it's not what I want. It's not what I need. It's not what I desire. Each and every single moment experience has what I call a golden nugget. This is my most favorite comment ever. Because we all want a big golden nugget, right? Like, just imagine big golden nugget. I wish I had something to hold that was like a 5-pound golden nugget. Like, wow, it's heavy. And you're like, wow, look at all this beautiful gold, right? Because we've given so much value to gold. Let me just put it this way. The bigger the challenge, the more negative, quote unquote, an experience is perceived, the more challenging, the more difficult something is perceived, the bigger the golden nugget it actually contains. So what do I mean by this? Every moment has value for you. Every experience is trying to show you something, to reflect something to you, to teach something to you, to create with you. Depends what the moment is, but there's always value. Always. But through our desire to have the moment be different, to change, we have these blinders on, these horse blinders, and we don't see the golden nugget, like, that's sitting on the table. We're like, I wish I had a golden nugget. I really wish I had a golden nugget. It's sitting right in front of us, but we can't see it. Because we want something to be different. Because we're looking elsewhere for that golden nugget when it's right there in front of us. So when we begin to learn what I'm trying to teach here today, and we start to really bring it in. When you really start to bring it in every moment where you can, from the observer, non-judgmental, from a place of full acceptance, I don't mean that you're validating what's going on. Like, if you're watching somebody beat somebody up, it's not like you don't go try to stop it. That's not at all what I'm saying here. So if you're thinking in that direction, I'm asking you to broaden your perspective here. This has nothing to do with not doing anything in your life. Like, it's not like you're just going to sit there and, you know, cross-legged and just watch the world go around and you're not going to be a part of it. But there's a difference between, oh my God, this is so wrong. This is so bad. This is horrific. Everything has to change. And okay, let's see what wants to arise here. Let's see. I don't mean see as, again, sitting and cross-legged and not doing anything. Creating availability within the moment I know that's kind of a hard thing to understand. So I'm asking for some clarification, some messages of clarification. Everything, everything has a golden nugget. And again, that's a hard thing to hear sometimes. And when it involves other people, that's even more confusing. It's much more complicated because there are a lot more energies going on. A lot more karma, for one, that exists. But karma is a natural balancing. It will continue until it balances. So it's perfect in its expression of trying to balance. And like I said, if it doesn't happen the first time, it will continue until it finally does. So when you begin to tune in and notice what is karma and what's not, you begin to see the golden nugget in that natural balance that is wishing to occur, that is trying to occur. Within this space, the key to enlightenment, the acceptance, the understanding that each moment is perfect in what it is trying to, not necessarily perfect in its expression, but perfect in what it's trying to teach you, show you, reflect back to you, make available to you, create with you. It is perfect within that. You become available to what is actually trying to occur, rather than horse blinders and narrowing it down and fighting against what is actually trying to be expressed. Just like it was with the horses. I was trying to fight against what was actually just going to happen if I just brought in acceptance. It would just unravel itself. But me trying to be in there and trying to manipulate it, trying to change it, I restricted or stopped the beauty, the golden nugget of exactly what was attempting already to occur. And in this space of this one key to enlightenment is where you begin to experience divine orchestration on its most profound levels. Because you are available to the divine orchestration that is always trying to occur. Always. It's magic. It is intricate. It is vast. It blows my mind again and again and again. So in that space of acceptance, unconditional acceptance for what is trying to be seen, learned, reflected, created, the value of the moment, that's where the golden nugget lies. That's where the divine orchestration lies. So my tip to you is every moment, be aware of how your first step one, every moment, be aware of how you're wanting the situation to be different and acknowledging the lack perspective within that. Just simply start there. That already is massive. Again, not from a space of judgment, not even from a space that it needs to change. Do you see? Oh, there's lack. There's my lack perspective. I need to change that. No, just simply observing. Oh, look at that. I want this to change. I want this to be different. And I perceive there to be lack in this moment. Beautiful. Just the awareness. Just the awareness. Just the awareness. Over and over and over again, bring awareness to the moment of how much that exists. Just that awareness in itself allows for the availability for the divine orchestration. You don't actually ever have to change anything. You just have to be available to what wants to occur. And if you want to take it a step further, what comes through is taking those really challenging moments. So for instance, for Sean, when she's not feeling worthy of anything positive, when those quote unquote negative things are showing up, taking that moment and thinking, excuse me, not thinking, but allowing for the golden nugget of even the negative things to arise, to show, because that's actually where all the value is. Again, like I said, your most difficult, your most challenging, your most negative have the biggest nuggets in them. You just have to allow yourself to see it first and foremost. And then as you see it, guess what happens? It's no longer relevant for you. It's like you found the treasure. You found the treasure. Now that treasure doesn't exist anymore because you found it. There's other treasures, lots and lots and lots of other treasures. But that one has now been realized, understood, seen. As you realize the golden nugget and those horrible experiences, as we've labeled them, you have come to the understanding of what you were meant to experience, learn, create, be reflected within that difficult, horrific, negative situation. The more you do that with all the negativity, quote unquote, guess what happens? All of those things have been understood, realized. They don't exist. You will naturally begin to experience a different reality, a different, quote unquote, positive thing. But that's not from wanting to change it into positive, wanting to change it into more, wanting to change it. It's from the complete acceptance creates the availability for all everything to show up. I'll say that again. It's through the complete acceptance of the negative, the difficult, the horrific, the seeing the golden nugget within that, through the complete acceptance of it, that you then create the availability for that infinite potential, for the positive. For the positive. So, I was guided. This is my big surprise I wanted to bring at the end. I was guided to offer a discount on my one-on-one transmissions. This is mainly due to the financial circumstance a lot of people are facing. So my one-on-one transmissions, my personal transmissions, I call them, my one-on-one sessions are done over Zoom. And they're normally $197 for 90 minutes. And so I'm going to be offering them for $100. This is a limited time offer. I don't know till when, but there will be very limited availability. I don't plan to overwhelm myself with additional clients. I'm actually quite busy, but I am honoring this message and this request that I am receiving. So within these transmissions, what happens? My clients bring in their clear intention of what they're wanting to understand, what they're wanting to achieve, what they're wanting to clear or heal or change. And I hold a container of pure potential. And of course, within that pure potential, the unraveling occurs, just like I talked with the horses. So they're very, very powerful. They're very, very transformational. So you can go to my website, www.shaktima.net, and look under services. And you can book. And then the code that you would use to get the discount is 2020. So I recommend if you're interested to go ahead and book. You can even book it, you know, later on and change the date. I don't really care, but I don't know how long I'm going to be offering the session. So they don't need to be booked anytime soon. They just need to be like purchased, I guess, sometime soon. So I hope this has brought you guys expansion, potentially transformation, and just a lot of awareness. Again, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I hope to see you next Thursday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Divine Transmissions Radio with host Lisa Marie. Tune in live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for a fun and dynamic show of raw truth, insight, and guidance where Lisa Marie Shakti Ma helps you to reach deeper levels of the self and create a powerful space of healing, learning, and transcendence. For more information or to connect with Lisa Marie, visit ShaktiMa.net. That's ShaktiMa.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.